Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Updates from the Post, McCracken Rodeo officials share details of their upcoming event. This interview originally aired on the Eagle Morning Show on KAYS on Thursday, July 11th.
McCracken Rodeo kind of starts up tonight, I should tell everybody, right?
I can go to this microphone, too.
Yes, we have flag performance tonight at 8 o'clock.
You just kind of blurred in there, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With the radio out there, I don't know if people know who you are. You better tell everybody who you are.
Alan McCloy, Morse, Texas, McCloy Rodeo.
And Alan has been around for a couple of years, and Alan has helped provide the stock to those rodeos. Is the stock all ready to go tonight? Have you talked to him, given him the pep talk?
Yes, sir.
And the stock is ready to go.
The crew's down there feeding them, getting them ready right now.
Okay, do they have their game faces on, all the stock?
I hope.
You hope so. So tonight is slack night. Anybody want to talk about slack a little bit and what slack is?
Slack is overfill from the purse. We have more contestants than we can handle in two performances. So the overage, we run in the slack.
Yeah, I always
and
wondered.
It's only timed event. There won't be any bucking stock in the slack tonight.
Okay.
All the bucking stock will be during the perf.
I always wonder that with slack whenever it happens and people don't make the cut. Do they get really disappointed and mad? Do you ever see some like that? They get really mad and disappointed?
Actually, most of the contestants prefer slack.
Well, I know, but you get cut and you don't get to make the big show, no? You don't get that? Okay.
That's not, and they're competing against the other people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the same deal. It's just overage.
Okay. So tonight's some exciting action, too, if people want to come out and watch slack.
That's correct.
What time's that starting up?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. tonight for the slack. And probably go, what, till about 10 or 11, something like that?
We should be through by 10.
Okay.
Before 10.
All
maybe
right.
Hour and a half.
Well, we want to talk about the rodeo, too, and we've got a nice young lady over here to chat with us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Colleen Kearns, and I'm one of the committee members.
And how long have you been actually, I know you're a committee member, but how long have you been actually going to these McCracken rodeos?
I've been about 16 years.
16 years. So you've seen a lot of it. You've seen that guy back behind you there grow up a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. grow up. But tell us a little bit about the rodeo and your experiences. What have you seen that's so cool and what's so unique about it? Because people, it's such a small town and there's some people that come from all over the country just to go to this great rodeo.
What truly amazes me is when you go to another place and somebody says, where are you from? And you say McCracken. And they come back and say, you guys have one heck of a rodeo.
I know, because the town's small. You don't have hotels. You don't have a lot of that. But the population, I guess, grows dramatically during rodeo time.
Oh, yeah. We'll go from what, 150 to who knows what, because all of the alumni and all of the friends and all of the people that help support it come in and help and volunteer to help get it put on.
Yep. I know Roger can probably talk about this a little bit, but because Roger's been around with this, but if it wouldn't have been for Mr. Wilson, I mean, he was kind of the coordinator for a long time with a lot of that and kind of helped, right?
Yes, he did. Him and Sully Stramel was they were the two originators there and did a good job. And we jokingly say sometimes we don't know whether to thank him or be mad at him, because it sure created a heck of a lot of work to try to continue it on. But we're very proud of all our supporters in a wide, big area that have helped make that possible. I mean, it takes us committee people to do the work, but it takes their support and financial to make it all happen. So, yep, we really do take our hats off to all our sponsors in the area.
And it's great to see the population just grows so big, because there's so many people that come down there for the rodeo. And people come to the rodeo because it's exciting. This one's exciting and it's fun. And you've seen rodeos over the past that just kind of dissolve and go away.
Well, I think part of that reason is, you know, there's a reason behind everything. And I think part of that is hard committee that works hard. Once again, all those sponsors, but more particularly, I always say for a good recipe, you know, you have to have good contestants. And we got some of the top line. We're very proud from those sponsors that we're able to add $1,000 in all the rough stock events. So one of the top paying paid money out, but you also from McCloy Rodeo have excellent, excellent stock. And so when you have good contestants and good stock, it just produces a good rodeo.
Yeah, people want to come rodeo if there's good stock. That is true. Let's talk a little bit about the rodeo. Okay, rodeo is on Friday and Saturdays, for Friday and Saturday this week. And if they need tickets, people want to go to the rodeo. How do they get tickets for the rodeo?
Tickets can be got at Charlie's Service Station in McCracken, along with Midland Marketing. In La Crosse, we have Easy Mart, Farmers Bank and Trust, Nakoma State Bank, Rush County Pharmacy. In Hayes, we have Vanderbilt's and Orslin Farm and Home. In Ness City, we have G&L Pharmacy. And in Waukini, we can go to Kaiser True Value.
Okay, so tonight is Slack, and then tomorrow gates open at 5 o'clock. Mutton Bustin', people love that. It starts at 6:30. Rodeo Action at 8 o'clock, and then there's the rodeo dance following that, following the rodeo. Then Saturday, there's that golf tournament. A lot of people go to that. There's the Rodeo Queen and Princess Pageant, and that's always been a big event.
Yes, it is. We have always had some good contestants, and we've always had some great queens and princesses that have served the McCracken Rodeo well.
And so they'll have kind of a meeting at 8 in the morning, but the coronation of Miss Rodeo McCracken and Miss Rodeo Princess McCracken, which it turns out usually to be a big thing, that's at 7:30.
That's at 7:30.
Right. So Mutton Bustin' at 6:30, the coronation at 7:30, then Rodeo Action at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So 8 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock on Saturday, and then another dance after that. So is Roger going to be dancing is what I want to know.
Roger will probably dance after he gets
And what about Alan? Will Alan dance?
Yes, sir, I'll be dancing.
You were dancing coming in this morning. So Rodeo Action, again, for the 33rd annual McCracken Rodeo is coming up. Slack tonight, Rodeo Action for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And I hope you guys have such a great turnout, like you always do.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add?
The weather's going to be great, so come out and join us. And one last thing, don't forget those who always enjoy our trail ride, 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, the trail ride starts. So keep that in mind. Come down and be happy to entertain you.
And where's the trail ride start from? Right at the rodeo grounds?
Yes, right at the rodeo grounds, or a number you can call for information if you'd like a little more on that is 620-786-9764.
And if you didn't get it on the radio, we will pass it along to you. We'll write it down here and you could call in anytime. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. It's the McCracken Rodeo starting up tonight with Slack. Rodeo Action's Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Hope you can attend. It is time for news now on KAYS, the Eagle Morning Show.